The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Wayne Buttery.
And I'm Harold Bickerstaff from the Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Wasaga Beach will be singing the blues with the upcoming 9th annual Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues from September the 13th to the 15th at the Stonebridge Town Center. Beach Booster Media Group is proud to be one of the sponsors of this great annual event. Returning is a popular Blues in the Schools program, exposing over 200 local students to the history and uniqueness of the blues, and Wasaga Beach Junior Jam, along with bands performing during the week at Boston Pizza and The Beacon. A total of 25 award-winning local, Canadian, and international blues bands will grace two stages at the Stonebridge Town Center, along with this year's new edition of Friday Night Fish Fry. Joining me in the studio is Artistic Director Wayne Buttery and Master of Ceremonies and the voice of the Blues Fest, Harold Bickerstaff, who will share the upcoming event. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. The Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues is from September the 13th to the 15th, taking place at Stonebridge Town Center. Beach Booster Media Group is proud to be one of the sponsors of this great annual event. Joining me in the studio is vocalist, songwriter, composer, musician, recording artist, and artistic director, Wayne Buttery, and master of ceremonies and the voice of the Blues Festival, Harold Bickerstaff. So nice to see you guys again.
Nice to see you too.
Yeah.
So this marks the 9th annual Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues. Your vision was to become known as the grand finale of the blues circuit in Ontario. How is this plan coming along?
Well, it's worked out pretty good, actually. I mean, each year we grow a little bit, and as it turns out, we're the second last. There is one other one after us in Ontario, and but we got close.
Very good. Well, this international award-winning musical festival has grown into a three-day event. So give us some of the highlights we can anticipate.
Well, Friday night we have a new event called the Friday Night Fish Fry. And what that's all about is we're spotlighting local entertainers, local blues entertainers from the Simcoe County and maybe a little bit even outside the Simcoe County area. There's no fish. We have to straighten that out. No fish.
There's no fish fry.
Yeah, the idea was actually taken from the Louis Jordan song Saturday Night Fish Fry, which really describes a huge block party down in New Orleans. We've kind of applied that to Wasaga Beach and changed the day from Saturday to Friday.
Fantastic. So, Harold, this international award-winning music festival has grown into a three-day event. Who are some of the artists performing?
Well, as Wayne just mentioned, we have the Friday Night Fish Fry, and we've got a whole band. Some of these people, the performers, are actually backed by what we're calling the Wasaga Beach Blues Band. And anybody that's listened to the blues up here would recognize most of these people in here. It's an all-star band. Drummer Bucky Berger, he's been around forever. Bass player James Rasmussen. We've got Sean Cotton on guitar, who is just a fantastic guitarist. On organ, Gabor Sapizi. And we've also got a piano with Rob Gusevs behind the keys. And Roly Platt, multiple award-winning person on harmonica. So that's the Friday night. Saturday night, or Saturday, we've got the Delta Lane. We always have a couple of local artists performing there. We've got John Warren and Don Cameron playing on the Saturday morning. And we start off at 12:30 with Boomerang, a bunch of guys that got together, a bunch of boomers that got together, and they're going to be just fantastic. Mike Branton Band is after that with Rolly Platt. Trevor McKenzie's got a great following up here, and Trevor McKenzie Blues Band is there. Miss Emily, you're going to hear a little song by Miss Emily in a few minutes. Fuzzy Jeffries coming up from down the States and the Kings of Memphis. Sean Chambers, and then our headliner on Saturday night at 9:30 is Steve Strongman. We start off Sunday morning with the Junior Jam. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Justin Saladino Band, the Ronnie Douglas Blues Band. Soul Stack is always a fantastic get-together. When they get together, they bring in some of the best artists around. Genius and Soul, the music of Ray Charles, and that's put together by Lance Anderson. He brings up some fantastic entertainers. And we're going to finish off the Sunday night with Blackburn, a bunch of brothers that... You'll really like what they have to put out there on Sunday.
Wow,
so that's
what
the
a lineup.
That's the lineup in about 2 minutes.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, Wayne, also taking place prior to the Blues Festival is Blues in Schools. Can you elaborate?
Well, sure. This year we have somebody else who's heading it up. Brand new this year is Nick Clayton. He's pretty much the musical director for the kids in schools. Blues in Schools. The schedule, they're playing all over Simcoe County and in the high schools and even some of the public schools. And the best of the best come out and they actually get on stage and put a band together on the Sunday. They're the first act on Sunday, and they get to find out what it's like to play on a professional stage with real stage hands and full production.
And these kids are fantastic. You would never believe the ages of these kids that get up there, and the 14, 15, 16-year-olds who are just amazing. The voices and the people, playing instruments, of course.
I might want to mention that the participating schools were the Cameron Street Elementary, Mountain View Elementary, Worsley Elementary, Elmvale District High School, Stainer Collegiate Institute, and Nottawa Elementary. So there's a little bit to it, we make them work for that little piece of pie at the end,
That's wonderful. Well, on that note, can you please introduce a song from one of the artists that will be performing at the Blues Fest?
Absolutely. Now, Miss Emily, you're not going to want to miss her. Miss Emily, and she's going to perform Land of Greed for you right now.
Well, joining me are Wayne Buttery and Harold Bickerstaff from the Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
I'm not afraid to know. It's just a roll. I'm not suppressing my need. This is a land of grief. I've heard the masses say we'll find a better way, but don't believe what you read. This is the land of grief. This is the land of good. This is the land of good. This is the land of
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guests, Wayne Buttery and Harold Bickerstaff. So maybe we should go back to this Friday night fish fry, because I understand there are some feature artists that are taking place, because you talked a little bit about the band.
Yeah, well, I told you all about the backup band, but I didn't tell you who they're backing up, which are fantastic entertainers. We've got Rita Johns, Ken LaSalle, Tamika Harrod, Rick Robichaud. Rick Robichaud is just one of my favorites. Papa John Witterick and Mike Roberts, Lisa Hutchison, and the guy that's sitting next to me, Wayne Buttery, will finish up that evening. And again, no fish that night. It's the Friday night fish fry, but no fish.
I think we know it by now after this interview for sure. Now, you touched a little bit earlier about the Junior Jam on Sunday, which is another favorite on September 15th at noon. So how are the youth responding to the blues music, Wayne?
Well, it's interesting. It kind of does my heart good, you know, because we're passing the torch, and they're taking it, and they're running with it. So I think, you know, Nick Clayton and some of the previous Louis Lefebvre and all of the former musical directors have done a fantastic job of keeping the blues alive.
Wow. So Harold touched a little bit saying that you were going to be performing on the Friday night. So apart from being an artistic director, you are going to be performing. So tell us about what you're going to be doing on Friday night.
Well, on Friday night, I'm going to be one of the featured acts at the very end. And I'm going to probably welcome everybody to the festival and have a little bit of a political ha-ha-ha about the Stonebridge-Wasaga Beach a blues festival, and then I'm going to probably sing one or two songs, and that's about the extent of my performance this year.
And who are some of the sponsors, Harold?
Well, you know, we couldn't do it without sponsors, and special thanks to our title sponsor again, and now it's called Stonebridge Building Group. So it's the Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival, but Stonebridge Building Group is our title sponsor. But we have to also thank TD Bank Group, Town of Wasaga Beach, County of Simcoe, Government of Ontario, the Government of Canada, Wasaga Beach Brewing Company. You can't miss that Beach One beer. It's my favorite. Brian Davis Photography, shopwasaga.com, Skydive Wasaga Beach. They're coming back too. We didn't even mention
nice.
That. They're going to be dropping in, so to speak. And of course, all our media sponsors that include Bayshore Broadcasting, Chorus Entertainment. We've got Metroland Media, Canoe FM. He's going to be coming down again from Huntsville, and Beach Booster Media Group, just to name a few.
So how much are the tickets?
Well, if you get onto the website right now, visit wasagabeachblues.com. You can get on, and it'll show a little spot there that says buy tickets. A lot of us have been to see a lot of these groups here, and you'd pay $10 or $15 or $20 or more to go and see one of these bands. If you get on now, it's $25 for the weekend, or $10 per day if you get on now and get on to the website, as I just mentioned. And and that's the pass for the weekend, $25 to see the Friday night stuff, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow, that's amazing.
At the gate, if you just show up at the gate, the tickets are $15 per day or $35 for the weekend. So you're going to save $10 by getting onto the website and doing it now. So again, wasagabeachblues.com. You can also get onto our Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/SWBBlues, and that's our Facebook form. So, you know, we've got two stages, which is great. We're continuing that. We started that 3 years ago. It's easy for me to introduce, say thank you to one band and immediately introduce the next band. So you've got nonstop music Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. We've also got a vibrant a vendor's village, lots of food, and 25 local Canadian and international acts. So that kind of sums it all up.
And plus your volunteers.
Well, of course, right? We couldn't
all
do it without
our volunteers.
We've got about 100 or more volunteers manning the beer tents, setting up chairs, helping with the grounds maintenance. I mean, they're just fantastic.
It's a huge undertaking.
It has grown. It starts the day we finish. The planning starts the next day.
The next day.
So it's been in the works for a number of months now. So we're hoping for the great weather that we've been having all summer, and come on out and see us.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Wayne and Harold, for being my guests. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and wishing you all the best of success with the 9th annual Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues from September 13th to the 15th. But before we go, can you please introduce one more song from a blues artist who will be performing at the event? Wayne.
Absolutely. This is Desperate Times by Soulstack.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Go back home.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Wayne Buttery and Harold Bickerstaff for being my guest, as we look forward to the 9th annual Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues, scheduled from September the 13th to the 15th at the Stonebridge Town Center. For tickets and more information, visit wasagabeachblues.com or their Facebook page. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Diana Chicky. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.